Hey, everyone, welcome to your podcast. I'm glad to be back. Thanks, Mike, for stepping in and running solo last show. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to your podcast.
Yeah, welcome to your podcast. And this time it's not O-Dark 30 where you're at.
No, it's we're on the same time zone, which is rare, but we got a lot to talk about today. And for those of you listening to your podcast, this is I have literally, Mike, been doing backflips for about the past 5 days, but we'll get into why in a few minutes. But this is going to fall into line of everything we've been sharing with the audience and really building their own podcast. So, but I think we should just recap just a little bit about what happened at NAB and the event in Vegas.
Right, right. Well, I went over that a little bit, why don't you go ahead and give your take on it?
Yeah, I think my positioning is that the biggest surprise I had walking away from the event is we had as many television people talk to us as radio. And we had been so hyper-focused on talking to radio folks at the show that we kind of forgot that, yeah, that's a TV event as well. But lots of TV organizations, I guess for a better word, you know, real big names in the media space, you know, stuff that you would very much recognize if I just, you know, said their, you know, the network's name, and lots of talk about some very cool things that they want to do in the podcasting space and as far as marketing and promotion. And so the TV guys actually get it more than the radio folks. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think what it is the TV guys are used to episodic content, whereas the radio guys are news and information, or music, or whatever they do on the radio. And I think the TV guys just get it better because of, you know, the episodic nature of television.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the television folks were looking for fill. You know, they're basically looking to make sure that you know, during an off season, they run a 13-episode series, and if it's a year or 6 months before the next, you know, the next season start, they need something to keep the audience engaged in between, or maybe 30 days beforehand to start promoting the event.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think the TV people are actually going to be a little easier to get in, you know, up to speed in podcasting versus some of the radio people. That's for sure.
Yeah, but overall, I think the feed, you know, of course, in the end, what it really boils down to us is we spend a lot of money go to that show, hotels, food, airfare, booth cost, everything. We want to make sure that we're able to turn some revenue from that as well. So we're heavy in the process of following up with these folks that we talked to.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's see. Google came out with, and I put new in quotes because this isn't exactly new.
Yeah, not all of it's new, but there was a long interview. Well, some folks over at PacificContent.com with a dash in between Pacific and content.com, put out a 5-point series on basically Google's forthcoming podcasting strategy. And some of it is information that we already knew. And some of it that PowerPress users are already taking advantage of. But I think there is a fundamentally something here that is really ties into what we do and what we've been telling podcasters for years to do. And here's basically Google's kind of 5-point layout of things that they want podcasters to have. And, they want to be able to expose a valid feed of your RSS feed on your website. So basically you need to have that RSS feed linked up, and there's some metadata that's going to go on your website as well that PowerPress is already supported for quite a while. We're going to be tweaking that in the coming weeks. Also, of course, typically like any other podcasting strategy is that the feed must contain at least one episode. And then the feed, of course, has to have a dedicated link to you. Oh, and here's the kicker. the feed must have a dedicated link to your podcast homepage. So for those of you that are on your own.com that are using PowerPress or Podcast Mirror, you already have this. This is already included. Your link to your homepage is there. And from an indexing standpoint from Google, it will lead back to your .com. So whereas folks that are on a competitor service that may be using a feed from another, just, you know, it's just almost any podcast du jour except for us, that link in the RSS feed is not going to link back to someone's .com if they have a .com as well as they're hosting with someone else and using someone else's feed. That .com is going to lead back to their host. So this, with the feed having a dedicated link to your podcast homepage, what that's really going to do is people find you on Google search, and this is purely a Google search strategy, they're going to be led back to your host homepage, not your homepage. So whereas PowerPress users and Podcast Mirror folks will not have that problem whatsoever.
Right. And to clarify that, it isn't where you host the MP3 files that matters. It's where the RSS feed originates that is mattering.
That's right. And the metadata in the RSS feed is super, super critical. Now, there's a few hosts, or at least one host that I know of, that allows you to adjust this in the settings. So not everyone that's with a third party is going to have a problem.
Sure.
But for the majority of the folks, even if they are building their brand on their site and have done everything they can SEO-wise to attract Google traffic, the way Google is going to be indexing is essentially you're giving up your branding, because it's going to go back again. The it's all tied into mobile, into Chrome, and how it's displayed in search results. Podcasts are going to have an equal tier when it comes to the Google search page with the, you know, now how you see like image links, and you see a variety of different options,
all that stuff,
right? Yeah, so podcast and audio is going to have an equal tier there, and displayed differently on the web page. So ultimately, when people click through, which you want them to do, is that they're going to be led back to your homepage if you're using PowerPress, and it will not be if you're basically having your feed with someone else. So, you know, the search is, we've talked for years that good show notes, you know, you record your podcasts for your audience, but you write your show notes for Google. And you know, for years, Google has prioritized text, images, video, and search results. And with this new strategy, we're all going to join this elite class of content.
Yeah, audio.
And And by having your podcast feed originate from your website will now be able to take advantage of these new Google search advantage. And again, this is big. This is big because our podcasters have to do nothing. I mean, nothing. They're good now.
No extra work whatsoever, no extra setup. You know, we may tweak the settings at some point in PowerPress, but, you know, everything that you're doing now, if you're doing what we suggest you do with PowerPress and owning your feed and all that good stuff, you're already doing it. So you're already going to be there.
Yep, and I for say we're the only ones. And well, maybe some other plugins, other podcast plugins are going to support this. But, you know, we're kind of immediately have this, and we'd known some of this already. We'd seen some of this stuff show up in, because everyone said, oh, is that better where your RSS feed is hosted? Well, now it absolutely does, because really that metadata in there is being looked at very, very closely. And I'm sure, and I've already seen it, I'm seeing some panic set in by some podcasters and by some hosts that I am sure they're going to be scrambling to figure out how to mitigate this for their content creators. And what it really hurts is those folks that don't have their own website. Those folks are, you know, are really
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some way to put the right metadata in a lot of these places eventually once they figure out what's going on. But, right. You know, if you don't have a landing page for your podcast that's your own brand, your own domain, you're at a disadvantage.
Now, for our customers that are on our PowerPress Sites package, our basic package, they are, I would say, at a 75% solution.
Right.
They're going to be indexed. The RSS feed still will lead them back to their dedicated landing page on the PowerPress site. So they're not going to be, and the reason I say 75% is that we always want content creators to consider having their own domain name. Right. And we think that's the most important piece, but we know some podcasters are not ready to do that. So from a search perspective, you're going to be okay because, again, the RSS feed is PowerPress in PowerPress sites, the free WordPress offering we have. So everything applies here that applies to a site that has a full.com.
Right, and you can always upgrade that site in place and map your domain to it. So, you know, that's something you could do in the future. But you won't be, you know, terribly too far off with the blueberry.net site. It's just not your brand completely.
Right. And Google's going to be creating your content for listeners on multiple devices. So the strategy includes basically, for example, if your podcast is about travel, you may be curated to listener when they're traveling or using Google Maps. Other podcasts on news and weather may be curated during a normal commute. And Google may also remember the show that was last played, allow a listener to continue where they left off when they switch from listening from in their car to using their laptop or using a Google Home smart device. So it'll seamlessly transfer. So there was no discussion. This is the thing that was crazy about this five-part series. Nary a word, Mike, about a podcast app. So I'm sure that's coming. We know that Google Music's going to be kind of depreciated, rolled over to YouTube. So I think what we're going to see here ultimately is that Google is king of search. We all know that. They're the 5 million pound gorilla in search. They're going to bring their search algorithm powers to be. And this is going to be a huge, their goal is to double the number of podcasters over the next 2 years. That's Google's goal. When Google has that as a stated goal, you best be ready as a content creator because they are in a serious let's hurry up, get caught up mode. That,
well, if you think about it, you know, the Android platform is much larger than the iOS platform worldwide, and right. You know, so why is it that iOS dominates so much? It's because Apple made it easy. Now Google's working on catching up to make it easy. And once they do, watch out.
Yeah, and they've got the power of search, you know, and that you know, and I've, you know, it's just, this is the point I'm trying to hammer home here. This is big. And if you've been following the strategy that we have been promoting and talking about on this show and anything that we do at Blueberry, you're golden. The only advice I give folks is you need to start really paying attention to your show notes. You know, you need to be almost answering questions in your show notes. What does this show provide for a listener? Now, someday, and it's in the near future, Google's going to start indexing podcast with basically, you know, audio, doing transcripts, right? And they'll get more metadata from the audio, but that's a work in progress that I think we all know is going to take some time to kind of get, you know, squared away.
Anybody that has Google Voice that tries to read the transcripts they do of your voicemail, you know, they got a ways to go.
Yeah, they have a ways to go. So we will, you know, this is all part of a, you know, part of their bigger strategy. And I think that it's a very exciting time. There was something that I had seen. Of course, I don't have the article up right now, that kind of triggered me this morning. But yeah, I've been doing black flips all week because I'm just like, yep, 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 we done that. We're good. Yes, we're good. Yep, yep, yep. And there was nary a thing like where I've had to in the past, you know, do this like emergency call to Angelo and said, hey, 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 you know, we've got something we need to do here. No, it's more of about a casual discussion about tweaks.
Right.
And then informing our podcasters that they're good. You know, that's the key. You're good. Yeah. High five.
It's always nice when you get ahead of the curve a little bit, right?
We've been ahead of the curve for 14 years, Mike. That's the key here. And, you know, the nary a word from anyone else in the podcasting space, because we're, you know, again, this is a strategy. I'm feeling vindicated at times, Mike, because I've always been poo-pooed when it comes to, oh, you know, you shouldn't control your own feed. You need to have us control your feed. You know, that's been the story. That's been the narrative for years by these companies to lock customers into their services. And now I got people ask me, how do all day yesterday the emails were, how do I take control of my feed?
Yep, I've got an inbox full of those.
yeah, winner, winner. You know, yes, we will tell you how to do that. So anyway, it's, and again, they can get control of their feed and not even host with us. Now we hope that they do.
Certainly.
You know,
but you know, that's the thing. PowerPress has always been made for, you know, hosting agnostic. Yes, right. You get some extra bennies if you host with us, but for the most part, you know, PowerPress works the same whether you're hosted with us or anywhere else.
We definitely appreciate it when you do. It keeps Mike and I employed.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, but and I think in the long run here, it's further proof that the strategy that I've laid down for our team for all these years, which was in all reality a common sense approach to podcasting, ends up being what Google says they're going to do, and I'm ecstatic. But anyway, we could talk about this all day, but it's, you know, it's hard to believe we're fast approaching May, June, July, and we're going to be heading off to Podcast Movement.
Yeah, that's late July, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It'll be
so.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and we're already starting our planning stages for Podcast Movement. I hope that you as a listener are considering coming to Podcast Movement. This is really the premier event of the year, and it's on the East Coast this year, and it's in Philly. So I think everyone's get a little bit of a couple of days, maybe a vacation too, go see the Liberty Bell and, you know, go around and see a variety of different things. There's lots of history in that city and plenty to do. So, yeah, I'm going to encourage everyone to consider going to Podcast Movement. So, Mike, what's been happening on the support side?
Okay, well, I just was going through my phone this morning as I was drinking my coffee, and I had I opened Messenger, Facebook Messenger, and I was like, where'd all these requests come from? And I was finding them from a year ago. People asking for tech support. You know, doing a direct message to me through Facebook Messenger. And, you know, I was like, well, I don't ever look at this. Okay. So I just wanted to reach out. Don't, you know, Facebook or Twitter, direct messages or anything like that to a support person at any of the companies is probably not the first place you want to go for tech support.
We do watch the Messenger incoming on the Blueberry.
Yeah, at Blueberry
page.
Sure.
Yeah, we do. But there's two or three of us watching that. So, but you, these came to your personal.
Yeah, they're direct, and that, I mean, I appreciate that, and I did look through them, and I have, you know, answered those questions to those people. You know, through other means, because they realized I didn't pay any attention to the Messenger one. But, right, you know, save yourself a little time. You know, social media is generally not the place to get tech support for a company that actually has a support department.
Yeah, and what often happens is that between the time you post something on Facebook and the time that we see it, which could be an hour or half a day or whatever. You know, typically we're seeing stuff pretty quick, but 10 or 12 people may have weighed in giving you wrong answers. And we find that to be the case quite a bit of the time too. So you may be going down a rabbit hole.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's so like, you know, on Facebook especially, you'll see Todd, myself, Sean, you know, we'll answer it, answer the question by saying contact support. Because if it's, you know, specific account information or anything like that, social media is not the place to deal with it. You know, and it's, and if it's of use to, you know, our users in general, we'll make them aware of it by posting something on Facebook or posting something, you know, or talking about it here on this show.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, social media is great for general information and, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, for direct support, you know, go to the source, support@blueberry.com, or we have a contact form right there on the page. And that's usually the best place to get a hold of us.
And when you do it on the contact page, you actually force multiply by going to multiple people at the company that gets the email
right,
or gets the ticket. And then any one of us that are available can respond.
Certainly. And like I said, that's the single best way is that contact form. But, you know, an email to support@blueberry.com goes to the same people. And you know, direct email to me or Sean or Todd or whatever will get answered. It's just going to be a little slower usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff that comes direct to me, I just immediately just forward to support. Because my schedule's pretty full. It's like here on the East Coast, you know, I'm going to leave this and go to meetings immediately and I'll be busy the rest of the day and we'll be checking email via my phone. Won't be on my laptop all day. So, right. That's part of it. So also I see that you're getting a lot of I think this is probably the number one tech support question these days, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that one, and you know, there's a couple other ones that are pretty popular, but this one, I get this a lot, you know, especially new podcasters, second, third, fourth, fifth show in, they say, I posted my episode, and it's not on iTunes yet, you know, or whatever directory. I had some guy yesterday, or day before, you know, complaining that Stitcher didn't have it. Well, those things pull from your RSS feed, okay? So it can take 24 hours or longer sometimes for a new episode to get into the directory listings. But that doesn't mean your listeners aren't getting it. Now, in case of Google Play, where they actually, cache the show, then, yeah, they're not getting it until they pull it. But everybody else, Apple, Google, or Apple and all the Android apps and other iOS apps and iTunes desktop, all that will get the episode as soon as you release it or as soon as each individual client checks it if they're subscribed. But the directory listing on those places for your show may not update for 24 hours or maybe more. Could be less. Same thing with the Blueberry directory. Our Blueberry directory works the same as the Apple's directory. So you put something in your RSS feed, it's going to pull into Blueberry, you know, generally within the same day, but, you know, sometimes it takes longer to get around. We have 500,000 podcasts out there now.
Right.
And, you know, it just takes a little while to get around to pull all of them. And, you know, so don't panic that you don't see it in the listing. You know, just the best way is subscribe to it yourself and, you know, whatever podcast app you use other than Google Play Music. And, you know, if you subscribe to it there and you don't get it within, you know, a reasonable amount of time, well, then, you know, then maybe there's something wrong. Check your RSS feed. Actually look at the feed and see if that enclosure's in there. You know, could be, you know, something didn't go right. You know, it's not normal, but you know, that's when you panic. That's when you don't see it in the feed.
Right. Well, I think that about covers it. And anyway, we're excited about the new situation, the new announcements or revelations or reaffirmations by Google.
Yeah, that's good news. And like I said, part of that we knew ahead of time, and a lot of this, how they're actually going to implement it, is now known and very cool. And hopefully they will come out with an app, a native app. So I'm kind of looking forward to that announcement.
Me too. So I think that's as important as anything, and we'll see where that strategy lays later, and hopefully with a dedicated podcast app that is mandatory for the Google OEMs to carry, just like Gmail. That's the key. It can't be a optional app. It has to be one of those that's delivered right there with the install, which I'm hoping is the case.
Yeah, that would be great. So. All right, well, we better get out of here. We've both got meetings to get to. So.
That's right. So, everyone, thanks for being on Your Podcast. Of course, you can reach us at yourpodcast@blueberry.com if you have comments or questions, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Everyone, thanks for being here. Mike, thanks for being on, and everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good couple of weeks.